And therefore, the Jews escaped to Italy. The Muranos came to Italy, and they were very popular in Italy. Popular among the non-Jews, and in Italy they were most accepted by the Jewish communities. The Jewish communities, even though they were not enthralled with the Muranos, but if you came early enough and you took on the trappings of formal Judaism openly, eventually they were able to work their way into the Jewish community. The most famous exile of them all was Don Isaac Abarbanel and his family. And he first escaped to Venice. First he escaped to Portugal. When driven out of Portugal, he then moved to Venice. And from Venice he moved to Florence, and from Florence he moved to Naples, and he rose again to power in Naples as an advisor of the King of Naples. He was undoubtedly the Bernard Baruch of his time. Wherever he went, he found himself in government service. After Naples, France at that time, in the early 1500s, France conquered the kingdom of Naples. So he was forced to flee with the king to Sicily. For all we know, the mafia may have been founded by Jews. And from Sicily, he moved again to the island of Corfu off of Greece. And then when the Kingdom of Naples reestablished itself and drove the French out, he moved back to Naples, and then finally back to Venice, where he died and is buried. But his presence in Italy gave standing to the Spanish Jews and even to the Muranos, and they rose rapidly to positions of wealth and of influence. So that the Italian Jewish community from the middle of the 1500s on was really a Spanish community. The in his own personal life, naturally, he experienced tremendous tragedies. One of the tragedies was that the King of Portugal, when the Abarbanels left, the King of Portugal had offered Don Isaac Abarbanel an exemption that he and his family could remain and not convert, because he wanted to avail himself of his services. And when Don Isaac Abarbanel refused, so the King of Portugal kidnapped the one-year-old grandson of Don Isaac Abarbanel, the one-year-old child of Yehuda Abarbanel, and he had him baptized and raised as a Catholic. And the Abarbanel writes many times in his works. He has poetry, and he never recovered from that. I mean, that was with him till his last breath, that such a punishment should befall him. In moments of bitterness, he said, that's, you know, like he deserved it for working with the non-Jews, for working for the Spanish government, the Portuguese government all the time. I mean, that God extracted a price for that. And when he was in Naples, he wrote this famous commentary to the Nevi'im and Ksuvim. He had written the commentary to Chumash before, and now he wrote the commentary to Nevi'im and Ksuvim. He also wrote a philosophic defense of Maimonides. He wrote books of Hebrew grammar and Hebrew poetry. And he devoted himself to great scholarship. And he was the leader of the Italian Jewish community. I mean, it's the only word that could be said, is that he was the leader of the Italian Jewish community. It is interesting that, again, at the same time, just to show you how strange the influences are, there arrived in Italy a Polish rabbi who became the rabbi of Padua, Italy. Who was called the Maram in Padua, Rabbi Moshe Katzenellenbogen, from the famous Katzenellenbogen family. There are those who maintain that fully 75% of Eastern European Jewry are descended from him.